Em nome da palavra. Dona Pelé, acorde,
o Senhor.
By the Mishnah. So we mentioned this Mishnah before, this idea before, that there's another halacha Moshe Sinai, is that the child can take over, the son can take over the kibbonis of the father. If the father was a nazir and ended up not using his kibbonis, father died, so the son, who's also a nazir, can take over the kibbonis of the father, which normally that's not the halacha, but in this situation that's the halacha. So Ish Megalech al Naziris of the son, a man can be Megalech, bring his kibbonis based on the Naziris of the father. Veino Ish Megalech al Naziris of Iyah, a woman cannot take over the kibbonis of the father. Ketzad. Now, Misha Hoya Aviv Nazir. Hifrish Mos Stumim Al Nazirusai. The father was a Nazir. Now, we're going to follow the gears of the Rosh. So, follow the inside the Rosh. The father and the son were Nazirim together. And the father set aside money to use for the Naziris. And his money stumim, it had not been designated what money is going to be used for what. The father dies. And the son, who's a nazir, says, great, I haven't designated any kibbonis yet. My father died. Here's the money for the kibbonis. I'll take that money and use it for the kibbonis. So Rabbi Yossi, Harei Elo Yiplu Lenadova, Shein Zeh Megalech on the Ziris Aviv. So in this situation, the law, I'm following inside the Rosh, not inside the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yossi says, in that scenario where they're both Nazirim together, so when he originally undertook his Naziris, he did not plan to use the money of the father. He cannot switch and take that over. So what do you do with it? It's a case of most tumim. So the din is yiplu l'nadava, like we've had in previous mishnayos. Okay. However, I guess I'll just read the pirush of the Rosh already. The kibbon the bechaya aviv nadar, v'hayishneim chayavim korban. They already were both chayav korban together. The tegirsa bechi haygav lo gemiri halacha. So in this situation, where the father, the son was already a nazir, and he had undertaken his own separate chayav korban from the father, so then he cannot switch, as it were, and take over the kibbonis of the father. However, Misha Haya Aviv Nazir, Haya Lamos Stumim Umeis, Vamra Haben Haredi Nazir Almanash Hagalech Almos Abba. The father died, and then the son undertook the Naziris, saying, "I want to take over the money which my father left over." So, Zeo Shemagalech Almos Aviv. So, according to Biyosi, that's the scenario where the son can take over the kibbonis of the father. That's the halacha Moshe Messina, that the son can take over the kibbonis of the father. Okay, that's the girsa of the Tosis and of the Rosh. They both have the same girsa. The girsa of the Mefarish is the exact opposite. And that's the girsa which we find in the Mishnah itself. Is the exact opposite. The scenario where the father dies and the son is not a nazir yet, so the gears which we have in the Mishnah, written in our Mishnah, which is the gears of the Mefarish, so that situation, the son cannot take over the money of the father. They never shared naziris together. The father died, the son was not a nazir yet, so the din is yiplu l'nadava. So he can't switch it afterwards to say Megalech and Naziris Aviv. If they were Nazirim together, and the son already had a chiyuv, and when the father died, the son's chiyuv is already there, so instead of getting the yiplu l'nadava, then it switches over to the son. So it's almost the exact opposite than the version of the Rosh and the Tosfos. This plays out through the Gemara. Okay. So the Morris says, my time, and now the Mefarish and the Tosfos said the question is, why can't the Isha take over the Nazirus of the father? Why is it only a halacha by the son? So Rabbi Yochan halachi ben Azar. There was halacha Moshe Sinai, only the son, not the daughter. The Morris says, you mean the part of the halacha was specifically Ein Isha Megalachas, Pshita. Why do we need a halacha to tell me that the woman does not take over the koronis of the father? You need a halacha to tell me that. It's obvious. My lememra, the ben yerushes of ibas loy. The kibbutz don't belong. The money doesn't belong to her. Of course, she can't take over. Where it says no. Tzricha the less le elabas in a scenario where there's only a girl. So she is the one who's yerush the father. So. So the halacha Moshe Sinai means whoever is the yarish takes over. That's what I could have said, and therefore in that scenario where she's the only yarish, so she could, takes over the money of the father and the karbonos of the father, and she can use the money of the father for her naziris. Halacha Moshe Sinai, a woman doesn't take it over. Let's see the rush already. My time up. My time of Megalech on the Zeris Aviv. My Shlomo Shar Kabbana is Termin on Liel, the Kabbana who Yotze, when Yotze, the Kabbana of it. So, this concept that he takes over the Kabbana of the Father, how does that work? So, Mor says it's a halacha. Now, the more that moves a new question, according to the Rosh, according to the Tosis and the Mefarish, the first question was, why can't the Isha Megalachas? So Morris says, it's a halacha. Morris says, well, what do you need a halacha for? It's Pshita. So the Tosis just points out that the conversation is funny. You asked why, means you're thinking maybe not. And you're saying, well, it's obvious. It means, why do you ask why? So Tosis says, you find places in Shas with the more. Sort of goes through the question and an answer, even though the more new based on you see from the, really there's no question to start with. Okay.
I'm sorry, this little bit of rush here at the bottom of the page, how should this be read? My time I'm Mikaleach on the zero daughter.
But the rush learns the Morris question is not going on the daughter, it's going on the son. So, where is the din of the son that the son that can take over? So, Morris says, Halacha, Halacha Moshe Ben Sinai. Then the Morris says, a new question. Okay, Pshita, it's obvious that the daughter can't, which is funny, that's what the problem with the rush of Shred is, that the Morris is switching now to a new point. All right, it's like a two dots. Quote the Mishnah that the daughter can't take over. Furthermore, Kasha Pshita, right? Like that's all missing according to the Rush. By the memory, Mekim the Bas any Yereshes, Rabbanim Yershim Hech Tegaleach Al Nziris Avia. If since the sons are the ones who take over the Yerusha, how can the daughter get the rights to these Karbonas? So, Matatema Yerusha Gemiri Law, the Chol Mishahu Yeresh Megaleach. I would have thought that anybody who's the Yeresh can take over. That would have been the Alachem Moshe Misinai. That's what I could have made a mistake. Except for where the Mishnah says, no, that's not a din in Yerush. It didn't ben, not bas. Okay. Kamashim and halacha. That's why we have the halacha to tell me that that's ben below bas. Iboy lehu. Figure upon a later Rabbi Yossi aloy pligi. So, do the Rabbanan argue on what Rabbi Yossi said? Rabbi Yossi said that the Girsa that we read, the Rosh and the Tosis Girsa, the scenario where they're Nazirim together, the son gets his own personal Chiyuv, he cannot switch afterwards to take the Karbanos of the father. The scenario where the father died, the son was not a Nazir yet, and now the son gets the Yerusha on the property of the father. So now, if he undertakes a Naziris based on that money, that works. What are the Rabbanan hold? So the Rabbanan argue, Mitim Shalomer, Pligi, a ratio or a sefer. If they argue, where do they argue? Do they argue on the ratio or the sefer, on both? Okay. Toshma. Ketzad omru ha'ish megalech ha'naziris aviv. Mishaya aviv nazir. Let's follow the gears in the rush. The Tanya Kate said, "Omru Ish Megalech on the Zirus Aviv Mishaya Aviv Nazir VeHifrish Aviv Mos on the Zirusa." So the case which we have in our Mishnah listed second, this price that has it first. The father was a Nazir, the son was not a Nazir yet. The father set aside the money, and then the father dies, umeis. And the son says, "I'm going to undertake the money to be a Nazir based on the money of the father." So according to Rabbi Yossi, that's the scenario where a person could be Megalech on Naziris Aviv. Abba, Mishra Yehu V'Aviv Nazirim Hifrish Aviv Mos on the Zirusa. In a scenario where they were Nazirim together and the father set aside the money, Umeis, and the father dies, Hare Elo Yiplu in the Dava Dibur Rabbi Yossi. So in that scenario, the money does not, the son cannot take over the money, and the money goes to Ketzem Mizbeach. So that's Rabbi Yossi. So, which fits the way we have the Gersa in the Mishnah, just the cases are flipped around, that discusses the case where it works first and where it doesn't work second. In the Mishnah, it has a case where it doesn't work first, the case where it works second. Now, the Brisa continues and says, that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Amru, Zeo Shemagalech on Zeris Aviv. Okay, so in the Brisa, in the case of the Seifa, where the father and the son were Nazirim together, which Rabbi Yossi says, in that situation, the son cannot take over the money of the father. We have that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing and saying that in that situation, the son could be Megalech on Naziris Aviv. Now you notice that the Rosh has the gears of Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer. As he pointed out, we have the words of Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara. The Rosh changes the gears to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Eliezer was a Rebbe of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. It would not make sense to have bring Rabbi Yossi first and then bring that Rabbi Eliezer, his Rebbe, argued with him, and the two of his Talmidim also jumped on the wagon. The whole thing would be very funny. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda were all chaverim. So if I read the Gersa like the Rosh said, Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer, as he pointed out that I read the Gersa not like the Gersa of the Gemara. Okay. So the Brisa says that they argue on this case. Now, we had two questions. Are they arguing on the are they arguing? Are they arguing on which case are they arguing on? Now, in the Brice, it's the second case, but our mission, that's the first case. Right? So the question of Rashi Seifa and the Gemara is referring back to the Mishnah. So we've proven now that they're arguing in the case of the Rashi. That the Mishnah says in the case of the Rashi where they were in the Zirim together, it doesn't work. That's the Rashi Shita that doesn't work. Well, we see that according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda does work. We don't know Now, the Lashon of Zeu Shemagalechon Zir Zaviv sounds like it's only this case, which means, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rameir, and Rabbi Yossi, we mamash flipped the halach around. That which Rabbi Yossi says does not work, they say, no, that's where it works. We're supposed to infer from that the case Rabbi Yossi says works, they say it doesn't work. But that seems to be a DNA, the Tosis and the Rosh learned that the only argument on the Reisha, the Mor's question was on the Reisha or on the Seifa, and we're proving that they're going on the Reisha. The Mor didn't give an option, they're arguing on both. And we're proving that they're arguing on the Reisha of the Mishnah, right? And they're not being the Daik, the Lashon of Zehu, as being conclusive, but only in this case, and I'm not sure why. Okay. Let's see that piece of Rosh. Do they argue on the ratio? I feel the hoof of it, the zirim, you galeach almost of it. Even in a scenario where they were in the zirim together, which Rabbi Yossi says, then it doesn't work. The Rabbanan argue and say it does work. I was safe. The Sefer Rishon said it works. The Filo Nozer Acher Mises Aviv. There, that Rishon says the son can take over the Kerbanos of the father. They argue and say Enema Goleach, the less the halacha. So, now the way the Rosh explains the question, Rishon says the ratio doesn't work. They don't argue on the ratio. It means they agree the ratio doesn't work. If they argue on the Sefer, it means they have no. Means they deny the whole halacha of Moshe Mesina. Right, that's the more shaila. So they're arguing on the Reisha and expanding the Loch of Moshe Sinai even beyond the case of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says it works in the Seif and not in the Reisha. They say it works even in the Reisha. Or is the argument all the way around? Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't work in the Reisha, it does work in the Seif. They say no, even in the Seif it doesn't work, and there's no Loch of Moshe Sinai. That's how the Rosh explains the question. Toshma da Aresha Pligi, which means they agree in the Sefer there is a loch, that scenario works. They arguing even in the Resha it also works. The Resha is just the gears of the Gemara. Okay. What? Toshma da Aresha Pligi. In the Rosh. Before the gears of the Gemara. You don't have that? Zot Gemara, boy Rabba, Yesh lo shnei bonim nazirim. So there's two sons. So according to Biyarsi, let's say according to Biyarsi, the father died, left over the money, and both sons came along and said, "You know what? Great. I'll become a nozer based on the money of the father." So, mahu, what's the halacha? Hilchos of Gemirin law is the halacha what you've seen it work in that scenario. The called the kodim, I think the gap back was on the vav, or called the kodim migaleach. Migaleach, he changes the gears. Called the kodim migaleach. Whoever gets there first can use the kermanis. Adilma Yerusha Gemir in law. Palga Havi. Maybe the Yerusha would work, and each one will get half of the money, like a regular Yerusha, and they can use half of the money for their kermanis. They can't use all of the money. Neither of them can use all of the money. Okay, that's one shaila. That's Rabbi Shaila. Boy Rava comes along and says, what about a case of Bechor Upashit? So the two sons, one is a Bechor and one is a regular son. Do you say Hilchos of Gemir in law, Hilchos of Gemir in law, Hilchos of Gemir in law, Adilma Yerushahi Kehecha the Shakal Pishnayim Hachim and Goleach. Even if you're going to say that normally the way you divide up a Yerusha between a Pashut and a Bechor is you take the, if there's only two sons, a Bechor and a Pashut, so we divide the Yerusha into three parts, and the Bechor gets two of them, and the Pashut gets one. If there'd be six sons, you divide it into seven parts. The Bechor gets two parts, and everybody else gets one. But in the scenario where there's just two of them, so it's two thirds and a third. Okay. Now, the Pasuk which says that there's a, the din of Yerusha is that Kiesa Bechor Ben Astoyakir Losses Lo Bishnam Bechola Sheyim Matzei Loi. So there is halacha that halacha of Bechor is only gets that which is Motzi to the father. So for example, let's say father has a chayv which is owed to him. So children, Yerush a chayv. Halacha is that when the person pays back the chayv, the Bechor shares that equally with the rest of the brothers. There's no din of Bechor because it wasn't Motzi to the father at the time of the death. The father didn't really have it. He just had a potential chayv. So that's called Roy. Something which is Roy to come doesn't have a din kibbe muchzik. And a Bechor not to be Roy kibbe muchzik. He doesn't get the same, that which is Roy for father to get, the Bechor does not have the same rights as he has that which is muchzik by the father. So do we look at money of the karbonis is something which is really like belonging to the father. To a certain extent, it belongs to Hekdesh. So, does the din of Bechor apply to this din? So, assuming what we said in the previous step, that the tzad of Yerusha is they split it, so do they? That means the concept of Yerusha applies over here. But is it called Yimotze Loi that they split it two thirds and a third, or do they split it half and half? So we have the first step of the Gemara before was Alocha Moshe B'Sinai, which then there's no din Yerusha applying at all. So then, or does it the din of Yerusha? Well, in Yerusha, you just say that kihechad shakel pishnayim hachim galeach. Since he gets pishnayim in all of the property, that's how they would divide the money. Ufum the shakel migaleach ubechulon who the islay pishnayim of a hektish loy. Okay. Let's see the rush. Now the rush has the girsa of boy Rava. Tosis brings that the Rebbeinu Tam had the girsa of boy Rava in the first shaila. We have Rava in our Gemara. Yesh lo beis banim. The Rebbe Yossi shenadru acha mises aviyim. So according to Rebbe Yossi, the case was that there was two. The father died as a father died, and now the two sons undertook nazirus now. So that's the scenario where they take over the kibbutz of the father, but now there's two of them. According to Rabbanan, the scenario would be that they're both Rabbanan, Apachayavim, they were Nazirim together with the father, and the father dies. Now there's two sons who are Nazirim. What do they do? So Allah Gemir law called the Kadam Galeach. So it's not a din of Yerusha. It's through Allah Moshe Messinai. So it's Allah Moshe Messinai, it's not a din of Yerusha. So there's no din of splitting it. So it comes out, whoever gets there first, Misha Kadam Lidur Nazir Betchila, whoever was made himself the Nazir Betchila, Aldas the commandments of the father, he got that, he took over that, those, that money. According to the Rabbanan, they're Nazir Mechayavim. It should not be relevant to us. I don't. think it should be relevant who became a Nazir first. Because B'chai Aviv, the money belonged to the father, did not belong to him at all. The fact that he was a Nazir first is irrelevant. At the moment that the father died, they could take it over. So whoever took it over, took it over. So they read the Morgan Ramash Kipshutai. Whoever got the money, actually used the money first, will get it. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that they're undertaking a Nazir is based on the money. Whoever said it first, will get it. So it's based on Alachom Moshe Sinai. There's no din of Yerusha. Although Yerusha Gemiri Upligid, the getter of the concept of Alachom Moshe Sinai was that even though it's money, which is designated for Kabbonis, Yerusha still applies to it. And if Yerusha still applies to it, so that's why he's able to take it over. So then, if there's two sons, they'd split it. So now, is that the Rosh boy Rabba Gersin? Well, El Geras boy Rabba, he changes the gears back before. The Echad Amaruhu, if it was both Rabba or both Rabba, well, Havli the Maimar Pam Shenis. The first step of the Shaila, he seems to repeat the previous Shaila. So if it be the same Amar, that would not make sense. Yeah. B'chor Poshut Mahu, or even the Gemara, the Gemara wouldn't even say the name a second time. The Gemara would say Boy Rabba, then you'd have now you'd have a new question of being Tim Salarmer or something along those lines, but you wouldn't say the name again. B'chor Poshut Mahu. So the Rosh Nira Lee the Tim Salarmer Kamar, that this Gemara is basically Tim Salarmer. The Filu Ima Yerusha Gemiri. Even if we say the second approach from the previous Shaila, that's the din of Yerusha. Therefore, the two brothers will split it. Hani mili bebeis pshutim, the two regular brothers. B'chor pashat lo krinim be b'chol hashim matziloi. It's not called Yimotze to the father, and therefore there's no din of the Bukhar getting an extra portion. A Dilma called Din Yerusha Islay. It has all of the lachas of Yerusha, which means he'll get two portions. Now, the way the Rosh learns, so that's already. Now, I don't know how to read it into the gears of the Gemara, according to the Rosh. Look back in the Gemara in a second. So, boy, Rabbi Bakar Pashat Mai. Hilchos of Gemirian law. Hilchos loy boy Galuchi lefumai the shakel. The Mirushi kehecha the shakel b'shtayim hachim megaleach. So the usage of the word Hilchos of Gemirian law in Rava is going to have to be different than the usage of the word Hilchos of Gemirian law in the previous in Rava. The way the Rosh is learning. It's a Yerusha, because Rav is going, accepting the second approach before, that it's not halacha, it's Rav used the word halacha saying there's no Yerusha, it's a different din. So Rav is saying, no, let's assume it's a Yerusha. So is it Yerusha two thirds and a third, or is it half and half? So now Rav presents it, is it halacha, and therefore it's half and half, or is it Yerusha and it's two thirds and a third? What do you mean it's halacha? You're saying you're going on the approach, not halacha. Approach to the Yerusha. You're just understanding, is this a Yerusha of two thirds and a third, or a Yerusha of half and half? So, Rabbah means like this. Is it a simple, regular din of Yerusha? Rabbah, second approach. There are two thirds and a third. Or even if it's Yerusha, it's not a regular Yerusha. Because as much as it doesn't belong to the father, it really shouldn't have Yerusha. So the Lacha Moshe Messini was to apply Yerusha over here. But since it's not a regular Yerusha, it's not Yemotze Eloi, so it should be half and half. So you're going to have to put into the words of the Gemara according to the Rosh. Okay, so now, the Rosh says, okay, so what's the next step?
I mean, next step seems to be that step. Well, do you say it's called, you get Pishtaim, not Pishtaim. We already said that. So what's the next piece of Gemara? So Rush says it's a whole new piece on top of that. So Rava's, at one Shiloh, a simple scenario, the scenario which we're talking about, you know, the father died, across the court of Yossi, and the Bechor and the Pasha both decided to become the Zirim. So, assuming it's Yerusha, there's no, neither one had full rights to the money. Because it's Yerusha. So each one, as they took the Zeris, they have a right to take half of the money. But they already, as it were, owned half of the money as soon as the father died, assuming they're going to undertake the Zeris, they're able to use it. Or, so that's the son of Yerusha. Now we're saying, okay, maybe Pishnai, not Pishnai. What about now, if you accept the possibility that there is a din of Bechor, which means based on what he gets in all of the Chulin, he also gets over here. And by Chulin he gets 2/3, so by over here also get 2/3. Bechulin who did slay Pishnai. Can Shomer Aviv Elum Mos the Nazirusai? Will I over the Kabonis Nazirusai? Maybe this halacha should only be if the father originally did not, wasn't makdish the money yet. He set it aside so that this should be the money for the Nazirus. Sets along the lines of some type of a netter. He's committing to use this money for that purpose, but he wasn't makdish the money. So it's only Chulin at the time of the death of the father. Oh, that's when it's Chulin, Jimotel. To the father, and that's when the Bechor gets Pishnayim, etc. Of a hektish loy, Imam or the Kabbonis is Yerusai.
How far can we take that Kulin concept? You can't, after he says the four Yerusai, can he use it for some other purpose?
No.
So
it's a net, but it's binding along the lines of a netter, not along the lines of a hektish yet. Hektish doesn't own it yet. He wasn't makdish it, so hektish doesn't own it. But he has a netter on it, and he has to use it for this purpose. So it's chulin, and it's called yimotzeloi. He has it or not?
Is there like a sheep?
I don't know. To tell you the truth, it's the first time. I should take that back. I say it's the first time I've seen this difference. I'm going to take that back and say that that's not true. Not the first time I've seen this difference. That's just what now who then the much of the me boy gamba poshut igamiri halacha b'mos the hekish. The pirush is zarhu. This is a strange pshat. So this pshat is suggesting that. So really, this question really would come up in the case of a poshut. In other words, when was halacha moshe? Maybe the whole, if we're going that it works through Yerusha, it doesn't work as a special override halacha moshe b'Sinai. So now we have a new question. Maybe the shadin yipulun adava in that case. Maybe there's no din of Yerusha in that case. The din of Yerusha is that when the money was still chulin, so the son takes over, and now we can use it. But it's even though there's a netter for kabbalas, the son can take over that netter. But if it's already belongs to Hekdish, I'm sorry. You know, the father dies. Hekdish says, hey, we're the owner. So, you put it on the other. So, you could ask the shot like that. So, the Rosh says that seems to be a strange pshat. So, he's going to say another pshat in the Gears of the Gemara, but let's hold it.